Welcome to A Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo, authors of The Financially Intelligent Parent.
I'm Dr. Eileen Gallo.
And I'm John Gallo.
Allowances that are structured as rewards for doing chores foster a narrow view of money. We expect our children to help with chores at home because they're members of our family, not because we pay them. In short, they share in the family's resources in exchange for accepting certain responsibilities, such as chores.
If your child is going to become a responsible adult, he needs to know that privileges and responsibilities will be linked throughout his life. If you use money to control your child's behavior, you may be raising an adult who is controlled by money.
In treating an allowance as part of a system of rewards and punishments, you may end up bribing your children to do things that they should be doing either to foster their own sense of self-sufficiency or because they're members of the family. If you tie your children's allowance to behavior, you may be teaching them to associate money with how they act. When negative behavior equals less money and positive behavior equals more money, they don't get a chance to establish an internal sense of right and wrong.
One of the more negative aspects of a reward-punishment type of allowance is that you're actually teaching your child that she can buy her way out of some of the responsibilities that go along with family membership by simply giving up some money.
Although it may be easier in the short run to attempt to use an allowance as a behavior modification tool, in the long run your child will pay for your avoidance of the real issues. The better approach is to deal with the situation that is interfering with your child's carrying out a family responsibility.
This has been a Financially Intelligent Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo.